this is the time. I love to be holding you tight, but I guess I'll have to accept the fact that you're not here. I wish the night would hurry up and end, my dear. It's raining so hard, it's really coming down. Sitting by my window, watching the rain fall to the ground. This is the time I'd love to be holding you tight. I guess I'll just go crazy tonight. It's raining so hard, brings back memories of the time when you were here with me, counting every drop about. Holly, catch my breath. The harder it rains, the worse it gets. This is the time I love to be holding you tight. I guess I'll just go crazy tonight.
Oh boy, the great Irma Thomas. 1962, It's Raining. That song did not chart on any charts, and it should have, but it did get a lot of airplay. And when I say charted, I mean national. It did get a lot of airplay here in Birmingham, and it did chart here on some of the stations locally, because I remember that thing being played constantly around here. And it is one of my favorite Irma Thomas songs. It's on the Minute label, M-I-N-I-T, out of the New Orleans area. Welcome to the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've been off the air for a while. We had some issues with our website, trying to get the music up and going again, and we finally got it going. So I hope you get back with us, and you're listening right now, I know. So hang in there. We'll hang around with you and play some great music. We're going to get started again. Most everything I play today is going to kind of be between the mid-50s to the mid-60s. So, and a lot of good stuff, just like that one I just played there, Irma Thomas. We're going to get started with Buster Brown, then Joe and Ann, and then a little Ricky Nelson song that probably didn't get a lot of airplay, but one of my favorites. He did. I like it a lot. But this is Buster Brown going to get us started with Fannie Mae.
Well, I want somebody to help Lucky star, shine on me. Lucky star, don't you see? I need your light shining bright to win her love for me tonight. Lucky star in the sky, don't let her love pass me by. No matter how near or far, won't you be my lucky star? Ooh, I'm wishing on you. Ooh, I promise I'll be true. Lucky star up above, please help me win her love. Tell me what my chances are. Won't you be my lucky star? I promise I'll be true. Lucky star up above, please help me win her love. Tell me what my chances are. Won't you be my lucky star? Won't you be my lucky star?
...1964, Ricky Nelson, Lucky Star. That didn't chart very much at all. In fact, it didn't even make the top 40, didn't make the top 100. It did what they call bubbled under the 100. It only went to number 127. And I've always liked that song. It didn't get much airplay, and I came across it, I don't know, within the last 10 or 12 years. I don't remember it being played on the radio at all back when it was new, but I have always enjoyed listening to it since then. But Ricky Nelson, 1964, Lucky Star. Joe and Ann, what a great song that is. 1960, G Baby. It also bubbled under, except here in Birmingham. Now, it made the charts here because it was played a lot. Number 108 is the national chart for that one on the pop charts. But on the R&B charts, it went to number 14. So that's where it needed to be, is in the top 20 anyway, but I really enjoyed hearing that over the years. Buster Brown, Fannie Mae, 1960, also number 38 on the pop charts, number 1 on the R&B charts, number 1 hit for Buster Brown. Okay, let's keep going here on the BRC Radio Show. We've got Jackie Wilson, Mr. Excitement, going to get us started, then the Showman, and then the Falcons. So here we go now with Jackie Wilson and Lonely Teardrops.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops. Tell me.
albatross. You're such a sight to see. You're the girl for me.
You
set my soul afire, filling my heart with one desire, wanting to be with you. You could make a blind man see. You could make a crippled man walk. You could make the quietest man in the world talk.
You, nobody else will do.
Every little boy in town wants to get his arms around
you.
For no one else will do but you. Your 39-21-40 shape. Yes, you got me going hame and hame over you.
You
could make a blind. You could make a crippled man walk. You could make the quietest man in the world talk. Yes, you could.
Nobody else will do.
Every little boy in town wants to get his arms around
you.
But no one else will. But you, with your 39-21-40 shape, yes, you got me going ape to ape over you.
I love you.
Had to get that last little note in there. The Falcons, You're So Fine, 1959, made it to number 17 on the pop charts. Really good sound for them, but number 2 on the pop R&B charts for them. So really good song, and that's been one of my favorites of all time. How many times have I said that? Been one of my favorites. Just so many great songs out there, but that one is real high on my list. I like that one a lot. The Showman, 1967, 39, 21, 46. Well, that's what the label says anyway when you buy it. But the song title was supposed to be 39, 21, 40 Shape, S-H-A-P-E, but it says 46 on the label. 1967, and a song that didn't really chart anywhere. But again, that's one of those that played here in Birmingham, because I remember that one being played a lot here around town. So, and let's see, and getting us started, Mr. Excitement, Jackie Wilson, Lonely Teardrops, 1959, number 7 on the pop charts, and a number 1 hit on the R&B charts for Jackie Wilson. Okay, Bruce Chanel is going to keep us going here, then Barrett Strong, and then Charlie Rich. Really good song by him. So, but let's go right now with Bruce Chanel's big hit, Hey Baby. We'll be right back. Charlie Rich, 1960, and that one went up to number 22 on the pop charts, and that was the only chart it got on. It didn't do anything on the R&B, nor did it do anything on the country charts. You would think Charlie Rich would, but this is early in his career, and he was still doing a little more pop rock stuff rather than just country, but good song by him, always good to listen to that one. Barrett Strong, 1960, Money, That's What I Want. And there again, that's one of my top. I've just always liked that song. That says a lot about it in the style it's written and the way it's played. I went up to number 23 on the pop charts, number 2 on the R&B charts. And Hey Baby, Bruce Chanel, 1962, number 1 hit for him on the pop charts. And it made all the way to number 2 on the R&B charts. So he had a big hit there for him. So, okay. Hey, here's another one coming up that's one of my favorites. Doris Troy is going to get us started. And then we got Bobby Moore and then Freddie Scott. And here we go right now, Doris Troy. And hey, Just One Look.
How Jacksonville. Are you my sweet baby? Are you still? Tell your friend it's the end. I will never again desert you. He will laugh. I can hear him laughing, baby. He'll say that I was born to hurt you. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
What the next airplay was, next songs, I had those two backwards. That was Searching for My Love by Bobby Moore and the Rhythm Aces from 1966, made to number 39 on the pop charts, number one on the R&B charts. A guy, Bobby Moore, came out of Montgomery, Alabama, but that's the one that I played there. And before that one was the one, Are You Lonely for Me, Baby, Freddie Scott. 1966, 27 on the pop charts, and number 7 on the R&B charts. So Sorry I messed up there at the only announcement, but that's the way it was played there. So, but to get us started, Doris Troy, Just One Look. 1963, number 10 on the pop charts, number 3 on the R&B. And that was really her claim to fame, that one song. But she had a great voice, but her career didn't stop. She did all kind of backup work and was really all over the place doing backup work for people. And so I'm glad she kept going because she has got a really, really good voice. Okay, let's see. We've got Bo Diddley going to get us started, John Lee Hooker, and then the Seville's. And here we go right now. Hey, this is another one of my favorites. Bo Diddley, Road Runner.
I'm a road runner, honey. Beep, beep.
Some dirt in your eyes. Here I go. Oh yeah, how am I doing? Take my hand, baby. I want to prove to you that I'm a road running man. I want to show you something, that I'm the fastest in the land. Now let me back.
Beep, beep.
Oh yeah. You say you fail. But it don't look like you gonna last. Goodbye. I got to put you down. I'll see you someday. Baby, somewhere hanging around.
Talking about Henry Swanclaw. I sighed, I dropped in there that night. When I got there, I said, yeah, people, they was really having a ball. Yes, I know. Thank you. Okay, Cholo. One night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama, let that boy boogie woogie. It's in him, and it got to come out. And I felt so good. Went on boogie just the same.
Charlena, the Sevilles from 1961, went up to number 84 on the pop charts and didn't do anything else on any other charts, but it went higher than that here in Birmingham. Charlena was well played here, and all the garage bands played it, and we really enjoyed it around here. It's one of those songs that was on the jukebox down at Panama City, and the Birmingham kids down there, which was a lot of Birmingham people down in Panama City, high school kids and young parents go down there and went to the hangout, and that was one of them that was played a lot. So I think the Birmingham kids either made it a hit down at Panama City or they brought it back and made it a hit here. I'm not sure exactly which, but it was played well at both of them. John Lee Hooker before that, Boogie Chillin'. That was the 1959 version on the VJ label. And there was the very first version of that came out in 1948 on the Modern label. And it charted, but this one that I played then did not chart. And also on the label, the very first version in 48, Chillin' was spelled C-H-I-L-L-E-N. And on the VJ label, 10 years later, it was spelled C-H-I-L-L-U-N. And I don't know if that was John Lee's idea or if they just did it that way. But anyway, good sound by John Lee Hooker, Boogie Chillin'. and Bo Diddley, one of my favorite by Bo, Road Runner, 1960, 75 on the pop charts and number 20 on the R&B charts. Okay, we're going to keep going here on the BRC Radio Show, and we've got our double play of the day coming up in this next set, but Solomon Burke's going to get us started with Cry to Me, and then we're going to do, to me, I'm playing a lot of those, you know, mid, say, 1959, 58, 60, 61, a lot of those songs in this era is what I'm playing today. And there was one voice, female voice, that kind of stood out. Yeah, Brenda Lee had all the hits, and there was Connie Francis had a lot. But to me, one of the voices that personified this time, this era, the late 50s into the early 60s, was Kathy Young. I just think her voice kind of just said what those times were about. And she's going to be our double play of the day. But right now, we got Solomon Burke and Cry to Me.
Your baby leaves you all alone, and nobody calls you on the phone. Don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like a cry? For here I am, honey. Come on. Cry to me when you're all alone in your lonely room, and there's nothing but the smell of her perfume. Don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like don't you feel like a cry? Come on, come on, cry to me. Oh, nothing can be sadder than a glass of wine alone. Loneliness, loneliness, such a waste of time. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, take my hand. Baby, won't you walk with me? Oh, oh, yeah. When you're waiting for a voice to come in the night, but there's no one. Don't you feel like a cry?
Cry to me.
Don't you feel like
thank you. shed, a written letter in her hand. This is how it read.
Turned 16 just yesterday.
Young with the Innocents, Happy Birthday Blues, 1961, number 30 for her that year. And like I said, one of those good sounds that had that perfect voice for that era and that style of music. And I think she had that voice, Happy Birthday Blues. Kathy Young with the Innocents, before that, our double play of the day, A Thousand Stars, that's her big hit, 1960. Went up to number 3 on the pop charts, number 6 on the R&B charts for her. So, Kathy, I really enjoyed your voice, really enjoyed your music. So, that was our double play of the day. Cry to Me, what a song. Solomon Burke, 1962, number 44 on the pop charts and number 5 on the R&B charts. And that song has made it on 2 movies down through the years. There was a new version, the version of Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie came on. And it was on that soundtrack, and a really good scene. If you haven't seen Man from U.N.C.L.E., check it out. And I think when they play this song, you'll get a kick out of it because they are having a good time with that. The girl and one of the guys listening to it. So anyway, and it was also on the soundtrack from Dirty Dancing. Well, I say the soundtrack, you know, I don't have that album in front of me. Because some of the music that that was on the in the movie didn't make the soundtrack, but this was on the in the movie anyway. I'll have to look and see if that's on the soundtrack, but it is in the movie, and another really good scene with them dancing to that in the movie. So, okay, thanks for joining. We're gonna have to get one more set here real quick. Here, we're gonna get the crescendos getting us started. Carl Perkins is going to do one of his songs that didn't chart anywhere, but and as much as I like Blue Suede Shoes, Honey Don't is what I'm going to play, and it's just really a killer song, too, from that era, and should have charted. And then a guy that didn't have anything chart, Jimmy Donnelly, and a real sad case for him over the years. He wound up committing suicide. and was married six times and had all kind of problems with his life. And I think alcohol brought most of it on, unfortunately. But, boy, he left some great music. And I'm going to play one by him today. But here we go right now with the Crescendos and Oh, Julie.
Oh, Julie.
Oh, Julie, you'll never know how I love you. Oh, Julie, a teenage dream that can't come true. I see you, Julie, each day as you walk by. But maybe someday, Julie, I'll be the apple of your eye. Although you're older than me, it makes no difference, you see, as you are my shining star. You've heard a passion for love and jealousy, my dove, well, that's the way feel about you. I need you, Julie. You'll never know how my heart grows. Oh, please, please help me. My love just burns and burns. But someday, Julie, when I'm as old as you, I'll take you, Julie, and make my dreams come true.
When you won't, you tell me you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? Oh, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. No, honey, don't. Hey, honey, don't. Say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Baby, and you ought to know, I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. So, hey, honey, don't. Honey, don't.
it means to have the blues real bad. Cause I've learned how to cry since my baby said goodbye. Yes, I know.
Yes, I know.
Donnelly, Now I Know, 1959. That one came out on the Decca label. And like I say, he had nothing that charted. He was born in Mississippi, I believe Gulfport. But somewhere down in that area. But he went up in Louisiana and New Orleans, and he was really good friends with Fats Domino and all those people, and wrote songs for him, and then recorded some of the stuff about Fat. He did one song called The Domino Twist, and he made a version of What a Price, which was a hit for Fast Domino. But they were good friends, but he just couldn't get his life together, and I hate it. But he left some great music, Now I Know. Carl Perkins, 1956, and a song that, you know, you look it up and you keep looking on the charts. Where is it? Well, you'll find it under the Beatles, maybe, but not under Carl Perkins. Honey Don't, and really good song by him, and I like that one a whole lot. And the Crescendos got us rolling from 1958, Old Julie, number 5 on the pop charts, number 4 on the R&B charts. So, and now that song was, there was a version done by a guy out of Birmingham, a member of our club. Of course, now Sammy Salvo, he passed away a few years ago, but he was a member of our club, Birmingham Record Collectors, and he was in our Hall of Fame, and he did all kind of recordings. And his version charted also nationally, not very high, but his version and this version came out about the same time, and the Crescendos version, I think, really hit first. And just took off, and Sammy's version got played, but the Crescendos just did better. So, but they both did really good versions. In fact, if you get a chance to listen to Sammy's version, you know, they do the way it starts on the Crescendos when they do "Oh Julie," they go "Oh," that kind of stuff. But there's a girl on Sammy's version that hits some high notes. So give his version a listen, and listen to that girl's voice. I wish I knew who she was. Okay, well, thanks for joining us today, and we got to get out of here. And I know I'm glad we're back on the air, and I hope that you have caught us again and listening, and I know you are. And spread the word again that BRC Radio is back on the air, and we hope to keep bringing more and more music. We got myself doing a show, and Joe Reddick does his show. I call him Hey Joe, and Tom Faison with his shows that he does, the Vinyl Experience, and I think you'll like both of those guys, their shows too. So thanks. But let's end with our instrumental. We always play an instrumental here on the BRC Radio Show to end the show. And we're going to do one by Link Wray, which was just one of the top instrumentals, you know, of all times as far as I'm concerned. There's so many great ones, but this was one of the tops anyway, from 1958. It went to number 16 on the pop charts, number 11 on the R&B charts, Link Wray, and a song called Rumble. So we'll catch you. Thanks for joining. We'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.